Hello and happy Wednesday, August 13th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Seems like a strange headline for 2021, but shots have been fired between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Paul McCartney has made the difference between his former band, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones very clear. I'm not sure I should say it, but they're a blues cover band. That's sort of what the Stones are, the 79-year-old music legend told The New Yorker. Our net was cast a little bit wider than theirs. Of course, it's not the first time McCartney has taken a shot at the Stones. Last year, he told Howard Stern, the Beatles were better. Elsewhere in The New Yorker, McCartney shared his feelings on performing live with John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr at the height of Beatlemania. He recalled having this distaste for schlepping around and playing in the rain with danger of electricity killing you. You kind of just look at yourself and go, wait a second, I'm a musician, you know, I'm not a ragdoll for children to scream at. The Beatles played their final show for a paying audience on August 29th, 1966 in San Francisco. It was such a dispiriting show. We were just going through the motions, Paul McCartney recalled. After the show, he and his bandmates got loaded in a kind of a meat wagon, just a chrome box with nothing in it except doors. We were the meat. Shawn Mendes has reflected on a really dark time he went through prior to the pandemic. I had so much anxiety that I couldn't sing anymore, the 23-year-old told GQ. It was all in my throat, which a lot of men experience. We often experience these emotions as tension in our back and neck and pain in our bodies. I couldn't sing anymore and I had to think a lot about quitting. I didn't want to quit. Mendes added, I was in a dark place, I had to do something, and I was taking it out on other people, like in my relationships. I didn't want to be that person. Mendes said he started reading, meditating, journaling, and working with Jay Shetty, a former Hindu monk and life coach. John also said he stays away from social media until at least 11 a.m. and surrounds himself only with positive people. In last year's single Wonder, Mendes sings, when I cry into my hands, I'm conditioned to feel like it makes me less of a man. A lyric that resonated with his male friends. Every single man in my life said something to me about that line, but in private, he said. Not publicly, which shows how uncomfortable men can be about expressing how they feel. As he said before, Mendes said he believes that guys should be able to cry. I can only cry about every 4 months and it's like a huge physical release when it happens, he admits. We're fighting against thousands of years of conditioning. It's important to give men a real safe space to feel like they're allowed to express their emotions. And that takes time and patience because it's not just a matter of whether they want to cry or not. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news stories and subscribe to iHeartRadio.ca on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.